This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
BDSM was the last thing on my mind when I met my husband. Dave and I had been neighbors for 10 years before we started dating. We had spoken on numerous occasions, but he was slow at asking me out. In fact, he never did. When Dave needed a date for the prom, his mother came over to the house and asked me if I was interested. I wasn't, because Dave hadn't asked me himself. We had a great time at the dance. I saw that he wanted to kiss me, but was shy. He pecked my cheek when he walked me to the door, and he blushed. I wish I had gotten more. Our wedding day was a year after we graduated from university. He admitted to me on our honeymoon that it was his first time. It was mine as well. After being married for 23 years, I needed to spice up my life. We were 45 years old with no children and had missionary sex once a week. Dave was an accountant since graduation, and I had resigned from the administration job 8 years ago to be a housewife. The first week at home showed me that I was going to be bored out of my mind. I took up several hobbies, such as hiking and baking cookies, which Dave took to work and handed to colleagues. He bragged to them about my baking skills, but I wished he had bragged about my bed performance. Sex with my husband was like filing taxes. It had to be done, and was dull like hell. After running out of hobby ideas, I went online and joined a group on social media. Some of the events posted included speed dating, art exhibitions, and wine tasting. I logged on after giving up hope on my sex life and saw that a member had advertised a BDSM party. I couldn't resist a smile. My cheeks flushed as I browsed the photos of their previous party. My erotic journey began with watching a couple have sex in the doggy style. Then, some of the recommended videos on the side were BDSM, which I couldn't resist. There was something about being tied up and not knowing the identity of the sex master that pressed my buttons. I couldn't help but slide my hands over my abdomen and rub my pussy while the woman got spanked. I always imagined being the woman in chains and a slave to a man who knew how to handle me. Something about the sound of a whip got me wet. Every time I watched a woman get shackled to the wall and spread her legs, I couldn't resist masturbating. I would have given anything to be in her position. On Tuesday, Dave told me that he was leaving on Friday to his monthly out-of-town business meeting. The party was on Saturday. It won't hurt to call and find out what happens. I had expected a pervert with a creepy voice to answer, but a lady with a soft tone told me that the environment was safe. And their members were from various backgrounds. I considered inviting Ava to come with me, but I changed my mind, since she would have told everyone about it. My heartbeat sped up as the cursor hovered over the confirm button. I wanted to back out, but my fingers pressed the mouse. It was the desire to explore the unknown that drove me to do it. I had a Brazilian and a massage on Saturday morning, because not knowing what to expect at the party made my shoulders tense up.
"What's your weekend plans, Shannon?" asked the masseuse.
I figured that if anybody would understand my curiosity, she would.
"I'm actually checking out a BDSM party."
"I've been to one," she said.
"You're kidding."
"It was great. Everybody was so welcoming, and they teach you the ropes if you're a beginner. Excuse the pun."
We giggled. She got me excited and aroused. I went home and masturbated. After taking a shower, I watched a BDSM video to get myself in the mood. I put on a skirt that reached just above my knees and a blouse that revealed my back. My heart raced, and I gulped after I parked my car in front of the house. I looked in the mirror. You can do this. Just relax. Nobody is going to judge you. They're there for the same reason as you, and everybody will be friendly. My shoulders lowered as I exhaled after ringing the bell. A woman in a long dress and with tied hair answered. See, everybody here is normal, like you. Hi, I'm Shannon.
I'm Jackie. Wonderful to meet you.
She was the organizer who showed me the way to the dressing room. Candles replaced the lights in the Victorian-style mansion, which had Renaissance art on the wall, and rose petals sprinkled on the furniture and the floor. Whoosh, whoosh. The whipping sound pervaded down the corridor. I got horny. The women wore ballroom masks, and the men had leather ski masks.
The men are limited to wearing a leather speedo and masks, and the women have to be in lingerie, said Jackie.
Butterflies flew around my stomach at the thought of exposing so much skin in front of strangers. My ass and breasts were sticking out when I looked at myself in the mirror, but I didn't care. Feeling free to express myself sexually for the first time felt empowering. Jackie said that I looked great before she stepped into the corridor, so I could have privacy. I needed a moment to gather my thoughts. Can't believe I'm at a BDSM party. I put the mask on but forgot to read the rules on the pamphlet that Jackie had given me. Jackie smiled at me as I stepped out of the room and grabbed my hand before escorting me to the master bedroom. A man was standing next to the bed and holding a whip.
This is Jinx, said Jackie. He's been a regular for 5 years, and he just recently got promoted to bondage master.
I liked the sound of that. Hi. I'm...
No real names, interrupted Jackie. Our members value discretion. It's on the pamphlet I gave you.
Sorry. I'm Mystery. Jackie closed the door on her way out. Jinx pointed at the wooden board on the wall. I leaned my back against the board so that Jinx could shackle me. He spread my legs and rubbed them, then stood up and squeezed my tits. Oh, God. Wonder what Dave would think of me. How could I let a stranger fondle me like that? Those thoughts vanished when Jinx whipped the wall. I flinched. Is this your first time at a BDSM party? He asked. I nodded. I'm gonna show you a good time.
Please do.
He smacked me twice and grabbed my crotch. I smiled. Then he choked me and licked my face. Jinx grabbed my tits and ravaged my chest. I loved every second of it. After clutching my hair, he snapped my head back and shoved his tongue into my mouth. He took a smaller whip off the bed and pressed it against my face. Lick it, he said. He smacked me as I licked the whip, then unshackled me and pushed me onto the bed. He flipped me onto my stomach and cuffed my hands behind my back. My feet touched the floor as I bent over the bed, and Jinx spanked my ass with the whip. You like that? He asked. Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, bondage master. I'll show you BDSM, you little skank, he said, and pressed my head into the pillow to suffocate me. He pulled my hair to permit me to breathe before dunking my head back into the pillow. I was out of breath after he did that about 10 times. After smacking my ass, he pressed his boner against it. I was ashamed of desiring it to be inside my pussy. As Jinx ripped off my lingerie and stuck his fingers inside my pussy, I said, "Wait, I'm married. I shouldn't be doing this." He flipped me onto my back and opened my legs before he said, "The hell with your husband. Tonight, I'm the only man in your life." My eyes closed, and I moaned after he stuck his dick inside of me and rode me as I had never felt before. He choked me while hovering over me and smacked me a few times. I flipped onto my stomach after he instructed me and then stuck his dick into my ass. The stretching forced me to clench my teeth and emit a few grunts. The corners of my eyes wrinkled, and I screamed as he thrust. After he banged me for 15 minutes, without easing up, Jinx squirted his load onto my back. I turned around and saw him pant. My face was covered in sweat, so I raised my mask to wipe it off my forehead, not realizing that I had broken rule number one. Jinx's eyes widened and he gaped. "Shannon? Oh my God. That's it. Everybody at the church is going to know that I went to a BDSM party. My life is ruined." Jinx removed his mask. "Dave?"